I just want to acknowledge the traditional owners. I was down in my country the other day, and I was diving, and my phone rang. My brother Dutch, comrade Dutch, he sang out to me. And he said, we've got to start do something about these people, because they won't change. For 200 years, our people have had to suffer the afflictions of someone who has set themselves up to rule over us. Yet no foreign power has the right to assume ownership and control of another race of people without their free and informed consent. They've only had two policies for Aboriginal people. One is genocide as a people, and now they move on to genocide culturally. They come here with original lie. They said this country was terra nullis. And every act that they do ever since then is the act to perpetuate the original lie. Parasitical mania is running rampant through Aboriginal communities. Industries are setting themselves up to grow fat off the misery of Aboriginal people. And we're sick of it. We're not a commodity, we're a people. As are all people, we have rights. We have rights, equality of rights. We have right to our destiny, and we have a right and an obligation to protect our legacy for our children. Yet government want to set up us into a position where we become detrimental and taking away. Yet we are a kinship people. We are denied the rightful opportunity to make contributions and allow our contributions to be seen and felt. So we are treated with respect. But we are not deterred. We seen this beast 200 years ago. It rose its ugly head first at Botany Bay. And it slithered from the mire. And a foul stench permeates the air ever since. They come offended at the peace and the tranquility of Aboriginal people. This beast, it was conceived in Canada with the American experience, then was born under the English Magna Carta. They gave life to it through the native title legislation. So it's a two-headed amphibious monster that come upon our land. We need to devise the right tools to fight such a creature. It's not a physical battle, it's a changing of the attitude, realizing that all people were created equal unto God for good works. And nobody has the right to deny us of those things. We'll never surrender. We will continue to fight our fight. And I want to acknowledge the support of the Intervention Collective, Bob. We appreciate the work you fellas are doing. We want to encourage you and we want to be with you. I just want to read a declaration. I come here this morning and I said we need a declaration. It took me 5 minutes. Because it's easy, because these things are on our hearts and our minds. We don't have to be poets or philosophers or movie stars. We just need to speak for the truth. Because the truth hurts, but it'll set Aboriginal people free. All people, all things are created by God. Without Him, nothing exists. All people are created for good works. The earth and our children are our privileged obligation. To respect, protect and enjoy what we have inherited. We are the custodians of original children's legacy to maintain undiluted and undistorted rights and privileges and protection. All children have the right to be brought up in the freedom and enjoyment of their cultural upbringing and cultural celebration. All children have right to share in Mother Earth's bounty in all her diversities, to the fullness and richness thereof. My privilege obligation is, my privilege is to enjoy the things my ancestors have passed on to me. My obligation is to ensure the right legacy to my descendants, intact, undiluted, and I will endeavour to be a keen watchman on the watchtower. I expect to run a good race. For I will never cede my rights. I will always usurp my rights at all times. Praise God for land rights.